Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights in Published Magazine, broadcast, and global communities where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I'm thrilled because with me I have Sheila Kennedy. Sheila knows what it's like to want more for herself and how to make it come true. Sheila's vision included confidence in herself, better and stronger relationships, and thriving financially by making and building a profitable business. She learned the hard lesson that having the vision and making it a reality are two very different things. If you are ready to make your vision of a successful life a reality, you can ask for a better coach to partner with and to make that happen. Sheila will work tirelessly to help you define what it is you really want and provide support and encouragement so you won't feel so alone. She will assist you in creating clear action steps for boldly stepping out in confidence to make your highest vision a reality. When you finally get tired of playing small and want to live a more amazing version of who you are, Sheila Kennedy will lovingly challenge and encourage you to be successful and the achievement of that vision. I'm thrilled to welcome Sheila, the author of a brand new book around this very important topic, with us today. Sheila, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate that. I'm glad
Sheila,
to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. I always enjoy spending time with you. I find it so enlightening and so informative. And I'd like to have anyone who may not be aware of you yet, that's newly introduced to you, how you came to your passion and purpose.
How I came to my passion and purpose, wow. I decided that, well, I had a life that seemed to be perfect on the outside. You know, I lived that happy life. I had a family, big house, you know, jobs. I started my home staging company. And then, you know, I started to look in the mirror and realize that my life was not all that I thought it was. And I found myself very deep in a pit of despair. I wasn't sure how to get out of it. And so I decided to fall back on the experience that I had years before as a life skills instructor with the Army, and I was a middle school teacher, and I really had to dig deep so that I could get myself, lift myself up out of that pit that I was in, that I was stuck in.
And so you decided to develop that great, great formula that you found for to pull yourself out of this, to create a business and write a brand new book around the subject. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do that.
I did. Well, I was in a marriage that was not very healthy. It was abusive, and I needed to get out of that. But if anybody understands that when you are in that kind of situation, that really takes its toll on your self-esteem, that your confidence. And I was finding nothing was going well, nothing was serving me well. So I needed to develop, well, I needed to escape that environment. And so I looked at the things I needed to do, and I actually simplified them into a very short acronym called POWER. And that POWER acronym has to do with taking a personal inventory and finding who I was and what I was good at, and that because I felt so crushed that I didn't have to stay that way because there were some good things I was capable of. So I took a personal inventory, and then I learned how to communicate that. Part of the reason I was in the situation I was in was because I didn't voice my value, and I did claim it, and had no idea how to share that with the world. So I learned communication skills, and I taught myself how to use my voice. And then I drew boundaries, because when we're not treated well and we deserve to be treated better, we need to protect that. And so I figured out some ways how to do that and looked at my environment. It was not conducive to my success at all as a business owner, as a human being, as a mom. It wasn't the right. I wasn't in the right environment, and so changing that increased my success, you know, tenfold. And then it was all about reframing choices, and finding out that I actually had the power to choose when I didn't think I did. And so I could not always choose myself out of the situation that I was in, but I could choose my reaction. And that was incredibly empowering. And so that is what my new book, You Had It All Along, details those five keys and provides activities to help women get that confidence in themselves by looking at what those five keys may be.
And those five keys are so powerful, both in your program and in your book. Tell me, how do you hope that writing the book and creating your program will inspire others who may be in a similar circumstance that you were in previously?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, it provides an example. I lived it. And I did it. And so I know it, and I am still living it. I'm still succeeding with it, so I know it works. So that is very powerful when we can learn by somebody's example. And then it provides a process. It provides the steps and the guidance, the support, the celebration, because all of that is necessary to lift yourself up or to achieve something more than what you have right now. So I think by doing those two things, that's going to inspire other people.
Oh, that is so lovely. So when and why did you really start to write your book? I mean, this is really a laborsome task, and some of us put it off and off and off, and we don't really get our story out in the world to help people.
Well, I started it. I knew it was really funny. Actually, it's a kind of a fun story. I was a homes teacher, and I was at a client's home, and I was stripping wallpaper. It was a very arduous task. It was, you know, very depressed that day. We were having a hard time getting it off. And as I was scraping away at the walls, I kept thinking that this, I was so, you know, kind of down at the dumps. And I was like, there's a reason why I'm going through all this. There's a reason why these awful things are happening to me. And so the vision for a book came into my mind. And I knew that I went through this so that I could share the experience so that other people may not have to feel the way I did. And so that's how it actually started. But I had plenty of writing experience. I've had a paper column for 4 years. You know, I started writing newsletter articles, and then I was blogging, and then I started, you know, newspaper. And then I actually was one of the co-authors for a book called Wounded Survive Thrive. And it's 101 stories of women who have journeyed from torment to triumph. And that was actually the first time that I had published as part of a book. And I absolutely loved the experience and couldn't wait to do it on my own.
Well, that is wonderful. And I was wondering, I mean, so much of your reasons for actually creating a book had to do with sharing your experience with others, which is beautiful. But how do you really define writing success for yourself personally? What does that look like?
Well, successful for me when I see a reader or I hear of a reader or I can observe a reader reading the words that I on the page and have them reconsider their idea, their thoughts, and their actions. And when I see that behaviors can be changed and affected by the words that I wrote, I feed off of that. I was a former teacher, so I live for those aha moments in people. So I know I'm successful when I can write the words in a way that will affect behavior and will affect thought processes, because that's why I do what I do.
And so when you were writing your book, was there a most powerful moment that really, really grabbed you, really touched you?
Well, it all did, because, but I have to say that the most powerful moment of that writing experience was when I formed the title. I'd written just about the entire book, and I didn't have a title when I set out, and it came to me. And after reading through what I had actually written, I had some ideas, but nothing seemed right before I sat down to write. So I thought, okay, this time I'm just going to read it and see what happens, which is very interesting because I have probably 10 titles for books that I would love to write. And when I sat down and said, okay, I'm ready to write, you know, I'm ready to create this book or a book, what should it be? It wasn't any of those things. And so I let the story dictate. And I realized that moment that I had everything I needed all along, that I didn't have to buy a product. I did not have to hire anybody. I did not have to do anything but just look at who I was and what I had and the environment I surrounded myself in. And I had that, and that so does everybody else. And so that was, so when I came up with the title, You Had It All Along, it was because we do. We have everything we already need. We just don't always see it. And the book was designed to help people see that.
That is so beautiful. And so it was really the content of the book, you know, examining all of that and what that experience meant to you that brought about the title as opposed to a title bringing about the book. I love that.
I really love that.
Thank you.
If you were to give like three of the top tips that you could share for true achievement and fulfillment within both, you know, just personally and through expressing yourself through writing, what would they be?
I think that one of the things that I learned is that I had to use my voice and stay true to my message, that not worry so much about who was going to receive it, because I wasn't writing for other people, but it was very important that I stay true to the things that were important to me. You know, I was unsure about some things, how they were going to be received, and in the end, I had to just stay firm in what I wanted to say. And I think that makes it more powerful. If I was writing to be, you know, attract a certain type of person or whatever, I think it would have watered down the true message behind the book. So I think that's really important. That's one of the things that really I feel like is a great achievement. And then at the end of the day, just have I written the words that will affect the desired outcome, and really being able to craft the phrases and the words and the sentences and the stories so that they actually help produce the desired outcome, and was able to check, you know, every day and say, okay, is this working? Is this what I have wanted, what I've behaved the way I am wanting them to by reading these words? And then I have to say probably the biggest personal, it was difficult for me, but it was actually the most valuable part, is that I had somebody else read it to make sure that I was saying what I thought I was saying. Because sometimes we have that idea in our head, and how many times do you sit down and read something and you know what it's supposed to say, then it doesn't actually say that. So that was very helpful for me, that really solidified the writing in a better way.
That's beautiful. So you think that without discovering those three things, and you kind of discovered them while you were in the process, it wouldn't have gone so smoothly for you, right?
No, it definitely wouldn't have.
So expand on that a little bit if you'd like.
Well, I think that, you know, there were moments when, like I said, the content is very strong in that there's, you know, process and things like that, and you know, things about faith and things like, you know, being surrounded in an abusive situation, you know, that's always a touchy subject, and all those things that go with it. It was hard to balance what was appropriate to share and what was not. And so having these elements involved and having these, you know, the editor, well, and I wouldn't even say editor, I just shared the stories and I shared some of the writing, and that helped develop it in an even bigger way, because there were some things that parts of the stories that I missed telling. So I think all of that really plays a big part of the success of a writer. And, you know, for a very long time, I was very sure about my voice. I didn't want to express it. And in the book, I talk a lot about wearing a game face and, you know, making everything look like it's perfect outside, on the outside, and having nothing be right on the inside, but nobody would ever know it. And that was my life. I mean, I lived that. And how to portray that was a little bit difficult. So, but being true to that and knowing that I probably am not the only person who suffered from that is very helpful.
Yeah, no question. And I think I had the good fortune of being able to read the book and help you promote that to bestseller through our publishing company. And one of the things that I really love about the way you express yourself throughout the book is it's not just sharing instances or experiences, but it is very much sharing on a feeling level, sharing from it, just your heart. And that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
What are your favorite writing tools?
Probably my one is doing mind maps, and I write them out, and I have a, it's not a whole lot of writing, but it helps me outline what I want to say and how I want to say it, and I get out my colored pencils and my markers and all of that, and I have a table in my studio, and I just sit down with big pieces of paper, and I, you know, that's kind of how I did each chapter, so that really helped me get out the message that I wanted to share. And then I have to say probably my favorite writing tool is my thesaurus. And because, you know, obviously you want the language to be appropriate, but you also want it to evoke the right emotions and desired actions. So I use my thesaurus all the time.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And I'm like you. I love that, too, when I'm writing anything, whether it be a book or anything at all. I think that that's one of the most incredible tools you can have right there. And it's certainly not high-tech, but it sure works, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does, because I don't have a command of the language to figure it all out on my own. So I rely heavily on it. Of course, I do use my computer thesaurus instead of my old book, but I do still have one on myself.
I love it. So Sheila, tell me, if there was one main message that you wanted to get across in your book and in your programs for people to really get, what would that be?
Well, I think that we don't have to live a good enough life. And what that means is we get stuck in a sea of mediocrity, and we accept that, you know, life is okay. Life is good. But life isn't necessarily great. And that I think that there's a tug at our hearts that we want to pursue something different or something bigger or have a bigger impact or make more money. And we deny ourselves that right, and not because we have external sources holding us back, but we're our biggest obstacles. And so this book should help everybody see that you don't have to settle for that life, that you were actually created to thrive. And you've had everything that you need to do that. You've had it all along. And so that's what I would hope they would get out of it.
Wow. It's kind of like opening a holiday gift, and it's you inside.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right. It is a gift. It is. It's a gift.
It truly
is. You know,
is.
To know that. Yeah, to know that you have what you need, that you have already been gifted. And, you know, one of the main premises of the book is that we have this power to choose. And that is something that is hugely empowering. And knowing that you don't have to react the same way that you always have, that you do have a choice, is a real big deal. And that gives people permission to stop playing small and to think bigger. And then they have the tools in order and the skills and the process, the steps, in order to make that bigger, better reality happen for themselves. And that is just, it's such a privilege to be able to share that message.
That is so beautiful. So you have inspired so many others with your program and now with your books that will be able to inspire people worldwide. Tell me, Sheila, what inspires you?
What inspires me? I look at the courage and the, I guess courage is in strength of my clients, of other people who have, you know, been in adversity and have made different choices and have overcome. And I look, you know, I love the time that I get to spend with my clients because they have that tug at their heart that they want to do something different or something needs to change in their life and they don't know how to do it. And I see them succeeding, and I see that light in their eyes that goes off when all of a sudden it makes sense, and they realize that they can do something that they didn't think they could do before. That inspires me. That keeps me going every single day. The other thing is my daughter. I am so blessed to have a 15-year-old daughter, and all of the things I do, everything that I've, you know, managed to accomplish so far has been done so that I can provide an example for her. She deserves that, and I think that she is certainly worthy of, you know, the dedication and the hard work and the introspection, which is sometimes very difficult, so that I can be the best person I can be, so that she can be more than she ever thought she could.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So beautiful. Sheila, thank you so much. Time with you always flies, and I so appreciate what you're doing out there for the world, really instilling the confidence that we do indeed have everything we need. We've already got it inside, and I know people will want to connect with you and learn more about what you're doing. So do you have a website where they can go to learn more?
I sure do. It's www.j29project.com.
Wonderful. Tell me something. We never talked about this. Where did the name come up for your
the
for
name
your
came
program?
Up. Okay. The name came up for my business. It's J29 Project, and it actually is inspired by Jeremiah 29:11. When I was in the middle of that pit of despair, I had a friend who saw me struggling, and she wanted. She sent me that passage, and I read it in through new eyes. And when I read it, in case you're not familiar with it, it states, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And when I read that, I realized two things. I realized, one, that if God had a plan for me, then I must be worthy of it, because he certainly wouldn't waste his time on somebody that wasn't worthy. So I desperately needed to hear that at a point in my life, and so that was the first thing. And the second thing is that we are given bad experiences. We have negative things that happen. We have junk. But all of that is geared to prepare us for something better, that we are not destined to have a bad life. We are destined for better things. And so the reason why I named my business that is because that's what I want to share, that, yes, you have things that will put you in a crisis of confidence, that will test your faith, that will, you know, put you in a mindset that makes you think you aren't worth anything better. But that's absolutely not true. And so it's helping people to develop that confidence. It's helping people see that the bad things, that the negative experiences are actually a vehicle to show you what you're really made of and the gifts and talents that you've been given. And that's what I do with my individual coaching. So that it just seemed to fit. So that's where that came from.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Sheila. So once again, give your website so people can definitely learn more about all the wonderful things you have to share.
Sure. It's www.day29project.com.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you so much for sharing and for being here with us today. And for anyone out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, we're at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have an absolutely wonderful week.